Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And yes, I have washed my hair. So this time talking about President Cyril Ramaphosa's brief sojourn in Moscow. He's of course the President of the Republic of South Africa, a member of the African National Congress, and someone who took risks with his life as recently as the 1980s battling against apartheid. So he is part of the African Union's peace mission to Kiev and Moscow, accompanied by the heads of state of three other African nations, namely the Senegal, Comoros Islands, and Zambia. So the four African presidents, together with representatives of other countries such as Egypt and Uganda, they went to Kiev, first of all, met President Volodymyr Zelensky, and they've traveled on to Moscow. I'm not sure how they traveled one to the other, perhaps via Belarus. But anyway, Volodymyr Zelensky received them courteously, but not optimistically, saying, well, really, the war could end today, but Russia needs to withdraw unconditionally. That's it. Ukraine is Ukraine. These are all our illegally occupied regions, the five regions which Russia claims to have integrated into the Russian Federation. No, they are legally Ukrainian. Russia recognized that in 1991 when Ukraine and indeed Russia became independent. It was recognized again in 1994. With the Budapest Memorandum, and indeed Minsk 1 and Minsk 2, talking for some sort of disengagement, but not doubting that the so-called Donetsk People's Republic and Luhansk People's Republic were part of Ukraine. They didn't say that about Crimea, though, the Ruskies notably, where support for integration to the Russian Federation was the highest. Zelensky said there was really nothing to talk about. Plus, he's pinning his hopes on the counteroffensive. And if the counteroffensive goes well, that'll strengthen his hand in any talks. But it's very hard to see Ukraine winning a decisive victory on the battlefield. They may somehow get the upper hand, push the Russians out a bit. But as for driving them out completely, I don't see that happening. I would like to see it transpire, but I just think that is mindlessly optimistic. So mustn't, you know, be blinded by this bias, this want to believe ability. So anyway, President Ramaphosa said he went to, not Moscow, St. Petersburg, where he met President Putin, and he said that the war must be brought to an end through negotiations. So Cyril Ramaphosa is offering himself as an honest broker. But is he one? He certainly has the ear of Putin. Remember, he's one of the BRICS nations, and suggesting he probably wouldn't arrest Putin If Putin came to South Africa. I don't know that they would dare arrest Putin. If it was really that bad, they said, Putin, please don't come. Send somebody else. Send Sergei Lavrov, Dmitry Medvedev, anybody else, just not you. Or indeed they would leave. They would withdraw from the Rome Statute. The last thing they'll do is that, because they're getting the cheap oil and gas. Remember, they held joint naval exercises with Russia a few months ago. Their official position is neutrality on this, but Ramaphosa did use the word war, a word which can get you sent to prison in Russia up to 15 years for calling a war. Supposedly it's a so-called special military operation. Cyril Ramaphosa, he published his 10 principles for ending the war, such as de-escalatory measures, but obviously Russia's not been providing confidence-building measures by subjecting Kiev to a bombardment whilst these African presidents are there. Could have accidentally killed them. So security guarantees for all countries involved. Well, wait a second, Ukraine said, we already had the security guarantees. You see what the Russian security guarantees are. Their guarantees of security are guarantees of insecurity, of unprovoked aggression. Another point is they have to recognize each other's sovereignty. And obviously the Ukraine said, yeah, well, they already did so a couple of times, including the Budapest Memorandum. We gave them our nuclear arsenal for free, yeah? And look what happened to us. They attacked us anyway. We bent over backwards to accommodate them, and they subjected us to this unprovoked war of aggression. So that Ukraine said, yeah, sure, we are sovereign over Zaporizhia, Donetsk, Lugansk, Kherson, and indeed Crimea, all these five regions, which Russia claims to have absorbed into its federation. And to allow freedom of navigation through the Black Sea so that grain and other foodstuffs can be shipped out, particularly to African countries. And what else he said? Yeah, prisoners of war must be immediately exchanged. All those Ukrainian children taken to Russia must be returned to their parents. So far, so reasonable. The Republic of Congo also has got its relevant its delegates there. not to be mixed up with the Democratic Republic of Congo. Remember, the Republic of Congo was actually a Soviet ally in the Cold War, and Russia's got a cuddlier image in Russia, in Africa, than perhaps any other continent, partly because it was against Western imperialism, despite being a particularly retrograde and barbaric imperialist itself towards its immediate neighbors in Europe and Asia. Anyway, there's been a more cautious welcome in Russia than there has been in Ukraine. Dmitry Peskov, who's Putin's spokesman and speaks almost flawless English, said it would be very hard to implement these terms. They didn't really want to, but nevertheless, Peskov has said that his president is giving it some thought. And Sergei Lavrov said, well, it's not on paper, which is a lie. It is on paper. But what would you expect from him, apart from barefaced, provable lies? So President Putin has lauded the African Union's balanced approach, as in to say that there is some sort of equality between aggression and self-defense, between war crimes and opposing war crimes and things like that. But they want the cheap oil and gas. And these African countries say that Western nations are hypocritical, and that there's some truth in that. But Putin said that he wants this useful dialogue and to bring peace on the basis of principles of justice, respect for parties' legitimate interests. Well, obviously, Russia's got no legitimate interest interfering in the internal affairs of Ukraine, and justice would demand that Putin be put on trial, get a sentence of reclusio perpetua, and that Ukraine get all its land back, and so on, and Russia pay compensation for all the barbarous crimes it's committed against the Ukrainian people. But Russia wants territorial realities to be taken into account. I mean, to say that for over 9 years, Russia's effectively controlled Lugansk, Donetsk, at least half of those districts, and Crimea. And Russia claims their absorption into the Russian Federation. But there's no meeting of minds on this one. So there's no de-escalatory actions have been taken. The counteroffensive is ongoing. But Russia keeps saying that the counteroffensive is being beaten back. But Ukraine says that they're having tactical success. Well, tactical is it lower than strategic success. And they have pushed forward several kilometers, but there's not the decisive breakthrough. I mean, that may yet come, but they haven't really committed that many soldiers. So Africa is suffering from this war because it's particularly dependent on grain and fertilizer from Ukraine. The prices have gone up, a lot of people are on the bread line, and just not enough is getting through. Remember, the Black Sea Grain Initiative is due to expire on the 17th of July. Russia suggested it will not permit another extension. They did say that last time, but just because they did allow it doesn't guarantee they'll extend it again. And they might say, well, allowing it didn't really generate any goodwill, didn't really pressurize the Ukrainians. They might try a different tack. We'll end the Black Sea Grain Initiative. We'll starve African countries, or maybe do more to help us end the war or something like that. We'll blame the Ukraine. Well, obviously, it's completely Russia's fault. There was no difficulty exporting this grain until Russia's unprovoked war of illegal aggression. And the grain will be exported without any trouble were it not for that. So President Zelensky said, would these African presidents please use their good offices to have political prisoners released? I think he mainly means prisoners of war, but maybe there are some people who really are political prisoners, you know, civilians who got kidnapped, taken to Russia. The flooding due to the Kakhovka Dam's destruction has obviously drowned lots of plants, many hectares of fields growing grain and so on. About 45 people died in the flooding, which is surprisingly few, or rather it was none, but rather surprisingly few, considering how sudden it was, how deep the water is. I know you can drown in a puddle, but still, you're more likely to drown if it's several meters deep. The lack of boats, because they just weren't anticipating this. But yet more drownings will probably come to light in time. But so the Ukrainians are attacking around Liman, Bakhmut, Advika, and Marinka, and so on. All right, thank you very much for watching this channel. So please donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.